Our Daily Bread is brought to you every morning, 7 days a week at 8 a.m. by the Circle Drive-In, Plains, Montana, where good food and friendly faces remind us of the blessings we share. May your day be filled with faith and gratitude. A special thanks to Joe and the staff at Our Daily Bread for the opportunity to spread the gospel. Founded in 1956, Our Daily Bread continues to inspire hearts and nourish souls.
Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Heirs of God's Salvation was written by Matt Lucas and read by Wes Ward.
When Abigail's parents died tragically in a car accident, she inherited a large real estate portfolio. She also learned that her parents had arranged to place the portfolio in a trust. For the time being, she could access only enough money for her college tuition. The rest would come when she was older. Abigail was frustrated, but she later realized her parents' wisdom in planning a measured delivery of the inheritance. In Galatians 4, Paul uses a similar example to illustrate Israel's situation in Genesis 17 as promised heirs of God's covenant with Abraham. God had made a covenant with Abraham to bless him, and circumcision was a sign of that promise. However, the sign wasn't the promise. Abraham's descendants would await a future descendant who would fulfill it. Isaac was born and pointed to the future birth of a son who would redeem God's people. Israel, like Abigail, had to wait until the time set by his father. Only then could Israel take full possession of the inheritance. What they wanted immediately would arrive in due time with Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection. All who put their faith in Christ were no longer slaves to sin, but God's child. A new covenant has been established. We have access to God, and we can call him Abba, Father. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.